Answers Magazine, Volume 13.6, page 43. Bible and Culture Quick Takes. Darwin's Pushback in the Classroom. You probably assume evolution is heavily taught in public school classrooms across the U.S., and that's true in some cases. But studies show that in 60% of cases, teachers avoid the subject or skim over it as quickly as possible. That is a grave concern to evolutionists who run the Teacher Institute for Evolutionary Science, TIES, TIES, located in Florida. Funded in part by the British atheist Richard Dawkins Foundation, as well as the anti-creationist group, the National Center for Science Education, TIES has already trained approximately 1,500 teachers in over 30 states. TIES debuted in 2015 when a middle school teacher, Bertha Vasquez, discovered that many teachers avoid teaching evolution simply because they don't know how or because they are afraid of religious students and parents who raise objections. Evolutionists have tried to overcome this problem before, but with little success. This time, Vasquez sought out sociologists to test how classrooms really operate and which approach is most likely to break through with religious students. Their key discovery is that students from Christian backgrounds will readily embrace evolution if they're told that evolution doesn't challenge their faith. Instead, they say that science deals with facts we can observe and analyze, while religion deals with different questions. They don't compete, or so they claim. Vasquez explains, "We recommend the teachers say, since this is a science class, we will not address religion here. We advise you to ask your parents and faith leaders about the religious question." One problem, you can't separate faith from science. When it comes to explaining the origin of life on Earth, which no human ever observed, every claim is built on assumptions, and its correctness is only as good as those assumptions. Good science and good education will teach students how to think, including recognizing the role of assumptions, especially when it comes to historical science. Christians need to be keenly aware of what's now going on, understand what's at stake, and be able to articulate a clear and coherent response. All studies of origins are built upon assumptions about the past, and the one infallible source of truth about the past is God's Word.
Military replaces the Bible with Book of Faith. An Air Force base in Wyoming recently replaced the Bible with a Book of Faith on a special table in the base's dining hall that commemorates prisoners of war or soldiers missing in action. Each item on the table was merely intended for a symbolic purpose, with the Bible representing strength gained through faith to sustain us and those lost from our country. Colonel Stacy Huser, commander of the 90th Missile Wing, oversaw the decision to remove the Bible. "We are focused on ensuring all our airmen, religious or non-religious, feel included and cared for as they protect and defend the Constitution." The Military Religious Freedom Foundation, or MRFF, a group dedicated to ensuring the religious freedom of active military members, claims they received more than 31 complaints from airmen who expressed the need to replace the Bible on the memorial table. Until the Book of Faith arrives, the base will rotate books used by various faiths. The Book of Faith was ordered by the chaplains on the base and contains spiritual writings from 5 Department of Defense chaplains who serve different religions. This country has a history of respect for the Bible, even distributing Bibles among the troops during the American Revolution and early days of our republic. Efforts to limit exposure to the Bible, even among soldiers, is one more reminder of a problem that began in the church: a lack of respect for the infinite value and trustworthiness of what God said from the very first verse. If the church doesn't respect God's word, why should we expect society to?
A baby without a gender? For the first time, a baby was born without receiving a gender designation on a government-issued ID. The baby's mom, Corey Dottie, identifies as transgender. She wants to avoid assigning a gender to her baby. "It is up to my baby to decide how they identify when they are old enough to develop their own gender identity. I am not going to foreclose their choices based on an arbitrary assignment of gender at birth, based on an inspection of their genitals." The Canadian government issued the baby a health card with the sex listed as U. The cards are required in Canada to receive health care. Dottie is an active member of the Gender-Free ID Coalition and believes that the U stands for unspecified or unknown. When I was born, doctors looked at my genitals and made assumptions about who I would be, and those assignments followed me and followed my identification throughout my life. Those assumptions were incorrect, and I ended up having to do a lot of adjustments since then. Dottie is currently in a legal battle with Canadian authorities for a birth certificate that also lists the baby's gender as unknown. Despite Dottie's best efforts to argue that her baby doesn't have a gender, Scripture tells us in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them." We don't get to decide what gender we are. That is the Creator's prerogative.
Confused about gender confusion. In a rising new trend, more teenage girls than boys claim they aren't sure about their gender identity. Why? To the dismay of radical activists, Dr. Lisa Littman, a researcher at Brown University, conducted a new study that points to peer pressure. The backlash was instant and severe. Her research, gathered from 256 parents, reveals it's not uncommon for two or more girls in the same friendship group to begin to identify as transgender. And 87% of them come out as transgender after spending more time on social media. But as they age, that seems to change, since only 0.7% of American adults ages 18 to 24 claim they're transgender. Within days, Brown University pulled their website press release on Littman's research. Ray Blanchard, a professor of psychiatry at the University of Toronto, who spent many years working in a gender identity clinic, explains the reason for the angry reactions. The idea that social influences may be involved flies in the face of the born that way or you are who you say you are narrative. The transgender lifestyle openly denies the blueprint God designed for us. Male and female, he created them, Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. When people get to decide what is right based on what they want, they become more influenced by their peers and resist submitting to their all-knowing, loving Creator.